Jenny phone? We'll check it out at home
There were
and well.
protests at a London dock today as a
Who are?
ship tried to unload
After
its
home and
cargo
away or
of
something.
wood. The timber
Yeah,
had
they
come
fight
from the tropical
already.
rainforests of
Huh.
Southeast Asia and
Video.
was brought to Britain
Of course
to make
it is.
things like
Epic.
furniture.
Where you get it?
Today's demonstration
Yeah,
was
not
organized
all video
by the
shops are
campaign
like
group
that.
Friends
Not
of the Earth,
No.
who want to
Ripped
stop
and
trade
woven
in tropical
no
hardwood
by the
for places
chemists.
like Malaysia and
Installation.
Indonesia.
You don't pay there.
Yeah.
Get your video,
They met
then
the
when you
ships
take
that
it back
arrived
you pay
in Britain
then.
early this morning
When you
to
take it
begin
back the same
unloading
night
its
you'll
cargo.
pay 99p.
Campaigners say most
Yeah.
rainforest wood that's brought to this area
That's
comes
a really
from
good one.
Southeast Asia.
Well, what's lecturing?
About 200 protesters gathered outside
That's
the
got
dock
me
to
joking
demand an
some
end
of
to the
my
trade
videos
in tropical hardwood. To make their point, a huge inflatable chainsaw was
You
used
don't
as a
have to
symbol of the
pay
destruction of the
to take
rainforest.
it back. You're gonna
The
have to stop
demonstrators
those sheep
say the
growing
government
again.
must
Have you done
take
any revision
action
to them?
now to ban the import of tropical
Not really,
timber,
no.
rainforests utterly
Just try and get
saved.
down to it tomorrow, mate.
Yeah.
And finally, a new law came
You
into
ask James
effect
though if there's
across
anything
the
you need
European
to know.
Community today, which gives much greater protection
Anything you need
to
for
bats.
Monday, you could let him know.
It's the
He could
latest
let you
sign
know.
that friendship between the human beings in Europe can lead to a safer future.
But they won't stand if you
Oh,
sort of say,
yes,
"Oh, well,
right.
I was away last week." They won't
Fine-looking
take
human
that as an
being.
excuse.
Yes, besides the waiter.
Yeah, but
Mm-hmm.
there's nothing else I
Well,
can
sir,
eat.
or everybody will want one more. What's that fly doing
For
in my suit?
everything.
Looks like the breast of It doesn't seem to
Don't
matter.
worry about that maths
Don't
thing.
miss both
I'll give you
now
that.
on Saturday. We've got Disney Club on Sunday as well.
An Italian
Morgan the
thing.
Jungle, John Barker, and Andrew to
Well,
find
I
out how
worry
many
about
trips
the
are
Italian
consumed in a
thing.
year at Walt Disney World, okay? And what we've got for you tomorrow, we've got Captain
Well,
Britain
it's
and
got
Sea
to depend
Zone,
on
we've got
maths.
Monster Factor, we've got Mike and Angela, and Go Wild guest is Ben Elton. My name's Ben Elton. Good afternoon.
But when Dad goes to bed in the
Next
morning.
year on Thames, Bob Holness has the questions in Blockbusters.
The Nintendo World News with Mario.
Today we visit a typical suburban family, the Simpsons. What's happening? They're playing a new video game. Space mutants are invading the Earth, and only one dude can stop them.
Marley, Bart, Simpson!
He's zapping everything with spray paint. He's jumping out to find a mutant's head. But Homer shows him how.
Okay.
I guess that's the end of our report on the Simpsons.
Nintendo!
When it comes to taste, trust Kellogg's to set the gold standard.
From Rush.
What?
From Rush.
QuickFit's massive exhaust sale is now on, with savings of up to 30% on selected systems. But hurry, these offers
Any
must
good
end, so get down to QuickFit now.
Hello? Any goods today?
Next Monday, Wish You Were Here brings
you
a taste
very
of
happy
the good life with John Carter in the South of France.
Huh?
Take a good deep breath and you can smell all that money. The French Riviera was, and certainly still is, essentially a playground for the rich.
Then experience the serene beauty of the Scottish Highlands for an activity holiday with a difference
yeah,
in the majestic surroundings of Cameron House. Don't you just wish you were here to make sure you are?
Yeah, there's some chocolate mousse out there, Connor.
Attempt.
The chocolate mousse out there?
Yeah, they've got chocolate.
Yeah, those chambusy ones that you like.
But you get strawberry laces.
At 5:40, Fiona Armstrong has the latest.
Well, you better turn it down a bit.
Oh, it does take a
bit.
Do you want tea? That's right.
What strawberry mousse is?
Yeah.
What strawberry mousse is there?
Well, the Bugs Bunny pictures on the front.
And they're just from Marks. Got to get into Marks to get them.
Are you mad or what? Why aren't you down here ready? Because it costs like 50 more down here on the door.
Like them, no? So nobody's phoned at all day today?
No. Boring day, really.
What
well,
you
I went to
doing?
sleep, so.
You sleep when they come in?
No, I was
sleep when you're with him?
Yeah.
And didn't he wake you up?
No. Because he went out, he kept, when he went to those exercises.
Where was she then? Upstairs?
Where?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, not on the couch?
No, he was doing his exercises.
There. I left you on the couch.
Yeah, I went to sleep on the couch then.
What did you do?
No, I said I wasn't asleep.
Oh, you're just resting there. Then you went upstairs again.
When, no. When Dad went to do his exercise, I did.
Oh, I see.
He went to come in here.
And then you woke up at 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you come in then after I phoned? You said you'd gone, sorry.
Yeah. No, you said you got in about half an hour after you tried.
Did you take your Christmas cards in today? Did you take your Christmas cards in? So you just want a Swiss roll? Who's going then? Just year 7? Colour? Colour? Can you talk?
How was it?
Is it just year 7?
Last year. Oh, that. Listen, everybody. This is Amanda and Robert Gilman. Used to live in Newcastle.
She says she's on the homework.
I don't know how much she's done any of here. So she could have gone.
Have you got any of this?
Where?
School. How are they? Can we do a school now then and not bring her home anymore?
Go on.
Anybody
on?
Tala. Tala. I turned the TV off. I said, how come you do it at school now and you don't bring her home anymore?
So I did bring the Christmas message with
them. Go on.
So what does she say about your canoe thing you made? Or did you bring it home? Seen James next Sunday.
He wants me to sleep around his Friday night.
Not very much down to it.
I'm not saying.
I'm not saying. Monday
will you?
not off, been school all week.
Twice, as I can go out Friday.
Friday night.
It's great.
Friday night?
Yeah.
Why did he say that? What did he say then?
No, he said it the other day, didn't he? He said he probably going out until today's friends.
Why is it second?
Well, he thought he was going back to school today, didn't he?
What is it for?
Josh, what else?
Why?
You might have to phone Jill tonight, won't you?
No, he is
None of your business.
But you
did. But you must have done
Well, she'll probably phone anyway, won't she?
But they think we're going into it.
That's what I mean, as we have them, so she might.
She'll have time, though.
Yeah, that's nice.
You're lucky to catch her in.
That's what I mean, we won't catch her in. She might phone about 9:30 when she gets back from the hospital. Well, you never know, Vic might even phone if she can get near a phone. I mean, they've got those phone trolleys.
Yes, she will.
But Jane just gets your cough, do you?
So when is Christmas?
Next Sunday?
No, it's good.
I like it. He is. I seem to think I'm in with a pretty good chance. Yeah? He's miles better than that geek than the birds putting up. Talk about the game, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I might have a few more.
No, do you know what she said to me? She said the best way, she said how she said to me, she said, well, it's like I've been here with you. And she said, she said, do you know the best thing to say? I said, yeah. If I can't sit to you, we're about that home.
No, what you're going to do is you're going to let Tracy stay and say, oh yeah, I got commended. Brilliant, isn't it? And she goes to me, the Hollison with a silver plate, and they just turn it into gold as soon as I walk in there, and she goes, and you just go in there, and our plate turns to stone.
That's what she said. The thing is, you do, you go through life, you think, God, it's not fair, you think, God, why are they doing it? Why am I doing it? Why have I got to walk in there? But they don't. I mean, they just don't. Some kids have got a sort of work ethic, and you're one child, like Lee. I mean, look at James. He don't do no studying, and he gets A's for maths. He starts all that studying, weeks and weeks and weeks, and he gets a C. James has, I mean, like there, you have James, he's studying there. But he come out with an A, yes. And Lee will have done all that revision, and he won't come out with an A. She's content to, she's too upset, she won't talk to you. Just put the phone to her ear so she can hear my voice and say,
No, hey, don't
watch
your
she said, you wait until she gets down and you just she's going to look at the
door.
She said,
you
just carry on. She said, she's great being my teacher. She said, no, I wouldn't. She said, the other night, good enough. Well, I didn't.
I didn't ask her. I like, there's, you know, yeah, James, but I do her little sister. I do all the new ones.
Yeah, it's
only the good ones.
Yeah, but you will this week.
Yeah.
So she said, she's not giving up, she's a dedicated one. I don't know, she worked hard.
Lily, now get yourself down there, there could be a job.
She said, people won't be nasty, she said, because everybody's not going to upset them. She said, not only Carly.
She said,
oh, Claire. Yeah, but she's got an honour that she hasn't deserved.
How does Jennifer know that? Tracy will tell her,
will
she?
Well, Tracy will talk
in there. Tell her.
She'll talk. No, she won't say. She'll just say. And marks are very bad. She tells Andy. I don't think so, Carla. She's not that. I think she'll know how upset she is. Tracy said, you just tell me to follow this day with me. She said, you let me do everything to say. She thinks the world of you. But she does. And she said, I'm really glad she talked to me now. She said, oh my God, she's not going to talk to me. She said, well, she wasn't. I said, she wanted to, but she didn't know what to say. And he's gone, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Simon, take it on a second pillow. Knock you out.
This is not in bed, it's not in
London. Of course, you would call it out to the party.
3 days ago.
Have
you got a muddy glove? Yes. Al, the fitter's gone off. What's he have to do with this place?
Just ignore her. And then why is she says, why? Forget the fitter. I mean, she'll tell Sandy, and then Sandy will say, why is it Carla speaking to him? I should say, if your daughter's being nice. She won't, I guarantee. Because Tracy will say, look, you three got honours. I don't want you bragging in the beginning because the other marks are low.
Well, it's a sort of Christmas with you thing, you know, brass band.
What's the word to God?
You better have.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like lies.
You're not a dad at school.
You've been a dad mood all day.
No.
What did I tell you? Part of growing up, right, if you've got problems, especially your mum and dad, you talk. When you look at the thing, I used to say, when I was coughing at work, I felt like such a boon, and I thought, why me? Why has God been awful to me 6 weeks I've been ill? Why? He's given me this, given me that. I keep everything that's going around, God's given to me, not faith. But it's life, you have your ups and downs. You were lucky.
So special. Where's the dolls? The dolls!
Yeah. I'm going to tape specials. I've got the tape in. You're going to watch special. Oh no.
Oh, we're watching specials and we're taping Tom Hanks.
What was it? Tom Hanks.
That is music. Do 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 do. It's so very annoying.
Yes, yeah. So you better not tell Alicia tomorrow. Is she good at her tap? But look at that, what grade is she in?
I don't know.
At nearly 12. So I think she should get on this, shouldn't she? She started being funny, saying, oh, I got on this and you got to win. Just say, yeah, let's see what you get at grade 3 tapman. Just say, I'm not in a baby's class at 12. That's all you got to say.
What
are you saying? But you just go in there, mate. It's not at all. That's what Tracy did, didn't you? What'd she say?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Turn
right.
Me back halfway
yeah.
Through it.
You're good at that. Right. You're good at doing that, aren't you? Oh, come.
It started yet.
Thank you. has had rhythm. Emergency stop.
On a train.
Hello.
Sorry.
How are you?
Right.
What are you doing?
She's going upstairs.
You had a little snooze? About this. He's getting better, aren't you? Why not?
This is special there, what you put in that.
I'll just leave it just there.
Right now, Mum.
If it happened to me, be upstairs, that's here.
Sorry, I'll be here tomorrow.
Take it, that was the tape, wasn't it? That was there. It had those colour people on. But all red eyes there, you've been quiet. Look at them, great big red blotches. Just stop being talking to Tracy. Over these marks. Marks that she is. Tracy said she's just going to be one of these. The judge either likes you or he don't like you. And like I said to her, it's like James. He'll go in for his maths, won't study, go in for his maths and get an A. You'll study like mad, revise like mad and come out with a C. If you're lucky. And like she said, the two Hollis and Jennifers walked in there and they're halfway there already because they like the look of them. They haven't practiced or anything, they don't need to. They just go in there and they come out with it. But they'll come on stuff later on.
It's family, it's like that. He wants to better himself at running. He's got a lecture here, he's got to work here. His family, everyone in here, we have to work at what we do.
Don't come easy to us. Like Tracy said, they're born with a silver spoon in their mouth. We're not.
That's
it. Part of life and growing up. But Tracy knows you're dedicated and it's silly giving it up. No. But saying, right, I'm not going tomorrow night. Go and show them. Like Tracy said, sod them all. They're nasty to you. Ignore them. It's like Tracy said with you. I mean, she did a gold star. She was waiting for the letter to come through, Tracy, thinking she got honours, got open the letter and she failed. Tracy, I can believe it. Yeah, she'd give it everything she's got. She said, I worked for weeks and months on that exam and she failed it. And do you know what age she took grade 4 and got her commended?
She said she didn't stop getting high marks in the commended when she was
15, 16 before she got
high. How old are you? 11.
Exactly. 11 years old and you're in elementary now.
Pre-elementary.
Yeah. Look at Vicky. You're not much lower than Vicky. And Vicky's nearly 15.
Yeah. You're getting better than all of them.
You're like Tracy said. She had to...
Look, teaching already.
Out of the school, how many of them got in at Sound of Music out of those 100 kids? Jennifer get in? Did Emma get in? No, Emma must have felt. Our two sisters got in, not Emma.
Wait, how many of them can dance, sing, and act?
Exactly. That's exactly what Tracy tells
Lisa?
Her.
Lisa?
What?
This is the first time she's got honours for an exam, Carla. She's always gets a commended, a tap and modern. That's what Tracy said. Emma gets away with it, but Lisa doesn't.
I've got more medicine now.
Have you been in there? I can't have much more to take, have
you?
Just keep in about 3 minutes. Go now. Yeah, and then that's it now. No, it's not done, Mum. You're at 100% now.
I've been thrown off on the drive.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you going all right? Grease lighting. Grease lighting.
I wish we could go in the morning, so. Yeah.
Why?
So, I want.
Who is it?
My name's
Charles.
What?
I'm
going home. I'm going to pick you up at 4:15 to school.
Do you have 10:15?
I'll probably be there at 4, not go in the village. And then come home here. If you've got any homework, do it. Take a sandwich. We've got food out there now. We've sat at 6.
I've got that behind me.
Don't chew that sweater, please.
Mm. we've only got half an hour to go for the
chat.
Huh? Chat was at half.
You don't need to go through chat.
No, I mean, you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I knew it because it's hard that I don't, so I go through it. About 8 times. Then it just sits there in the end.
That's alright. That's Tracy knows what. Who's got people to help teach you? They haven't. Have they? Is she the one that's been picked? God, is that short or what?
It's over.
She bends over.
I've got advice. And then I've had the both the mass.
Huh?
The high level and general level.
Come on.
And then blind speed.
Yeah.
So I'm down to all of them to do the exercise.
Both levels. Or just in case they put you down in there.
Well, I'm only going to get down half of the general level, but done by my marks. For math. I've gone through two chapters tonight.
Did he say anything about the geography? James. What about the French? You've not had no revision for that.
No.
You can help each other on that. Here's her talking. She had a conversation with Jean the other day.
What?
Good French, didn't ya? Jean loved it because she forgot a lot of the words, didn't she? And then she soon, in the end, she picked it up. But she was asking, I was really quite surprised with it, I don't know how much she could say. What was that one asking if you got an animal?
What did he asking?
Did you hear her? Didn't you?
Why don't you do a bacon in the end?
I think maybe we need to put the chicken in, Stevie.
No, that'll only take a couple of minutes.
More chicken, ain't it?
Don't know how I'm going to survive tonight. I can't have a cigarette after 12 o'clock. Not even tomorrow morning. I should be in the office already in the morning.
Right, while we're on the subject of eating, this is going to be a sore subject.
Yeah.
Mummy informed me that they're going to stop round James' house tomorrow night.
Possibly. Not for definite. Possibly.
Right. Well, I tell you, this is. I'm not telling you what to do, it's entirely your decision.
I'm just looking at that little one, the
place.
Big one.
This one?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any phone calls today?
No. None whatsoever.
Bear in mind, you are getting over cold.
Yeah.
Over cold,
right?
Mm-hmm. You're far from very well. And we are going to be going skiing January the 4th, which is not many days away. Right? Now, in my opinion, I would say don't sit around James' house for one, right? For the simple reason that you won't go to bed till late in the morning or whatever, which will not be back, right?
Mm.
The other one is phone Peter and tell him that you've been off to for a week. I'll play football this week. Right? next week, at the weekend off, still go out. I'm not saying stay indoors, still go out. Next week, get yourself, you decide on yourself to do your own training. Go to football training, normally.
But how can I do it?
Exams every day.
Yeah.
Well, I've got work every day, but I still come home and do it. I don't want to do it. It's if you want to do something. It's like I said to you, I'm not telling you to do it. But I'll tell you something now. When you go skiing on January the 4th, I've never skied. But I can assure you this. James, I know for a fact, is going to special lessons. And if you're not fit and you just get over a cold now, there's no way you're fit. You're going to be... You're an absolute disaster, Ali. And I'll tell you what, and if you go and play football on Sunday and you're not 100% fit from this cold, you'll be off school next week as well. But, I mean, that's your decision, I was. You're old enough for it to happen. I'm just giving you my viewpoint. Whether it's a hard match or what, it's up to you.
But isn't it great?
Tell me something, if it was a grave match on Tuesday this week, would you play?
No.
So all I'm saying is try and get rid of the whole... not your tablets to finish up about Saturday or something.
Tomorrow.
And I mean, like I said to you today, you're sure you've got. So is it going to do you any good, really?
No.
Alright, it's going to upset Pete. And you probably ain't gonna wanna leave your friends standing around on the football field. I'm not trying to say back it in and do that. All I wanna see you is better, back to school and back to your fitness again. I'm not being a you do as you say dad. It's up to you, mate. If you feel that you're alright to do it, by all means do it. And you can say, well, I told you so, dad. If you still want that coffee match,
do you think you'd be fit enough? You're fit enough to play there?
No, I don't know for a fact I'm not, because all I've done all week is sit in my bum, watch telly and eat a lot.
But by Sunday, do you think you will be?
Yeah, how can I get myself fit for Sunday? You can't. It's like if I went out swimming and that on Saturday, or even tomorrow. A couple of swimming lessons ain't going to get me fit for Sunday.
It's not the football that I'm worried about, it's the skiing.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to be able to run around for 80 minutes, being set up. Alright, I'll get through it, but I won't be running about as much as what I usually do.
And next week you'll be off again?
Possibly, yeah.
You're doing Pete no favours, because Pete thinks he's putting out a good... Alright, Pete might say on the tempo. If say for instance you've sprung up and say, look, I'm sorry, I've got to score this all for you. He might get two other players and he say, well, I've got a team, so he can cancel the match.
I can remember tonight and he might have time to get some players.
You've got to get your... I think I'm in the mud, but if you don't get yourself right, you're going to be in a right 2-8.
The difference last week, half of us at Dallas in getting up to go to Blackbush and standing out on that football pitch. Didn't do us a lot of good, did it?
Something up where
you know what we've got to do this week or next week.
Your passport.
Yeah, that's.
Otherwise, you're not going to get it done.
Well, it was already done.
Yeah?
I said I thought it was already done and the form was sent away.
You can't, you've got to go and do it in person. We can't get it, you've got to be there and sign in front of me. A working post office. I'll phone Peter up tonight then. And tell him. I don't think he will be well enough.
I'd love to see him play football. I think he'd be a complete idiot.
Really?
He's doing Pete no favours, he's doing himself no favours. Next week, get him. Like I said to you, Lee, you've got to train. Doesn't matter, it's no good having me.
He might, because I mean, Craig's out, isn't he? He's banned now till February. So you've got to try and get some other players, isn't he?
I don't have enough
players. Who's Averley?
Well, he's got Stevie Duffel and me. He plays in the Alan Show.
They play those two instead of you and Craig.
See the weekend now on your tablets. And when you get back to school, get back and do it in a serious way. It's only for 3 weeks till you get your skiing over with. You drop back into your usual spot. But I tell you what, if you go skiing and you're not 100% fit or as fit as you can be, from what I've read about it, now you're going to be in a right 2 and 8 out there.
Those unusual things. The other ones. And it's like, James, you imagine what time do you have to get up this morning? 1:45?
The what?
The tablet.
Well, I was awake at 1:45.
You won't be going to bed till 3 o'clock, don't you, James?
We will, though. We did last time, we were in bed by 10:30. No, 11.
Yeah, no, by 12. Yeah, I've heard it all. See, I'll say to you, I don't care what you do, you can go and play football.
What was you going to sleep around for then?
We're going to spend the night revising. Because we're not going to do much revision Saturday, or Saturday night maybe. But Saturday during the day, we'll probably be out. All we're going to do is just revise maths. Maths and physics. Because we both want to do well in them. But only these help. More in maths. Alright, I can revise still in maths, but it's not the same because when he was around here the other night, he's like, in a way, like the teacher. He seems to know what he's doing on everything, even if I look back at my work and I still can't understand it and explain it.
We'll see how you feel. If you, I mean, if you're only going round there and you're going to go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Well, I say I am tomorrow. I'm not saying anything.
As long as you're not going up the village.
No.
And hanging around the street, because then that will.
I know.
We have to try and get this suit organised. What about you? Don't you? I suppose you don't feel like we'd be too tired to take me out tomorrow when you finish.
No, because that makes us keep fit up and that there.
What you do is keep fit first.
Why don't you go?
And then you can go for a swim over, go and do a suit, and you can go for a swim at Ilford.
Yeah, you're not going to swim.
Why?
You can even
got a cold nail. Yeah, I should say you can pick it up.
You can go in the cafe.
In the morning. Are you going to give for tomorrow in the lorry?
You've got to go and you've got to try that suit off.
You got that. Just see how you feel tomorrow. If you feel bad enough or.
I'm going to get school shoes too, don't we? If not, you can come with me Saturday, but if you sleep around James's, I'll be going about
That's
half past
right.
9, otherwise you won't get packed.
Hey, but they're late night shopping after school.
When?
Next week.
We've got to get this suit sorted out.
Yeah, I know the suit.
Oh, what, for the shoes?
Yeah. Excuse me.
No, because I've got to take Carla one night next week, because I promised her I would.
But if you can find out, then Vicky's mum as well, what the insurance is.
suppose, so you might be able to get some of that, wouldn't you?
Well, of course you can quit for a week. Because over time, if you've got someone on a skiing accident, they've got to be helicopter lifted off. You're ending up with thousands and thousands of pounds worth of money, they can't find out.
Now, is that a clean plate or is that a clean
Yeah,
plate?
but surely his
It's clean when you put it in neutral.
his thing is insurance for his medical cover, his card he's got.
Yeah,
E one 11 card.
Cover, but it doesn't cover you in a helicopter. If you've got to be airlifted off a mountain, have you been.
Yeah, but those E111, all children under that age, don't they? You're covered.
I don't think you are. I was reading it in a magazine. I reckon if you have an accident on a mountain or something, you can't get an ambulance up there, can you?
Did you tell Mum this morning? Have you told Mum yet about Lenny? Fatso. Kevin.
No, I won't.
Why?
She wouldn't appreciate it. That's it.
Did you talk to Lenny?
No, it's Dibby Lenny.
It's not Dibby Lenny.
Oh, no.
This is a fat